episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosives one. TNT Dinomight. What up, Joan?
Dude, I have so many things to tell you about today.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
First off, I need to tell you about a super secret about my life.
Oh, you're in love with me?
That'll tell you on the next episode, then. Ooh. No, dude, hanging out, having a good old day, playing Pandemic Bingo.
I'm sorry, I wasn't ready for that.
Caught you off guard.
Yeah, a little bit. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I thought we were really in it, dude. I was ready.
I mean, with all the stuff you aren't able to do when you could just what have you thought about doing and not been able to do? All.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to go to the grocery store today and I was like, nah, I'm gonna
I like life.
Yeah.
So, anyways, thank you so much for joining us today. Whether you're watching us live on the YouTube channel under Crazy Town Media, subscribe there, folks, or Spotify, iTunes, where you can hear our voices pound your eardrums like a three-way splash on.
I'm sorry. No, say it. Get it out, man.
Threesome, dude. Like, threesome.
Like what? Like Ron Jeremy and a.
Three-way, dude. Three-way ear bang, dude.
Oh, nope. Yeah. Dude, yeah, just dude. Like flesh
you
lights.
In one ear, me in the other ear, and both ears getting tore up by our voices.
Are you into this shit, dude?
What?
Is this something you're into?
No, dude. It just sounded fun at the time.
All right. I'm going to check your internet history this episode.
Feel free.
I am, young man.
I do not hold you. I am not accountable for any scars that are given to you.
Oh, Jesus.
And this guy, he does Twitch things. He's famous.
TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock Central. That is TNT, Dinomight _ Crazy Town.
Your boy.
Yeah, I'm your boy.
He's got sweat.
I've never said that. Jones, you know, I often wonder about, like, the weird type of pornography that people look up. nothing illegal,
like,
necessarily.
That?
Yeah, because, like, you're a pretty, like, normal, unassuming guy. And I've known you long enough where I have some brief insight into some things that you would be interested in.
Right.
You know, just as much as any other man would have about his other male friend.
Right.
And I think you're into some pretty weird shit. So I wonder, like, how deep the rabbit, because it's iceberg effect.
Right.
Not just with you, but just with, like, normal people.
Yeah, it's like what you see. Is like there's always like 90% underneath.
Yeah.
The water.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like the person who drops a racial slur and you're like, oh yeah, you got caught. What you sound like when you talk to your friends. Like it's like, oh yeah, that's the one time you ever said it in your life. Uh-huh. You're at home just like N bombing the world, dude. It's like
that chick you brought over. Made the black people chicken comment. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you gotta go.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, it does, man.
You gotta make sure they go.
Just in case she's listening. I ain't forgot, bitch.
Oh, man. But yeah, dude, it's like, I mean, so you meet a new person and you're like, man, I wonder what kind of porno they watch.
It's just more like, yeah, I feel like the more normal quotation fingers that a guy tries to look, I feel like he's probably into.
Well, yeah, dude, I feel like the people who they like what would not be like stuff would be like, they're like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, if you're willing to admit that, like, I don't think you're, I mean, you might be looking up that sort of stuff, but I don't think you're trying to hide nothing. But the guy's just like, what do you mean? I only like missionary style sex between them.
Yeah.
You're like, bro, what are you really watching?
Because I kind of wish there was like a way we could find out. Cause I feel like I'm a weirdo, but my shit is pretty boring. It like really is. Yeah. There's some darker stuff in there, but it's pretty boring.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's
nothing illegal either.
Yeah, no, dude. But you know, honestly, dude, my mindset
I think it's not illegal.
I couldn't care less what people watch as long as it's not illegal.
No.
I don't give a shit what you watch. As long as you ain't watching stuff with, like, animals or kids or shit like that, like, do your thing.
With animals or kids?
Like, things that are illegal, yes.
Like, kids going to the petting zoo.
Yes. No, like, if you're watching porn and it's legal,
yeah,
I wasn't getting into the net. What the fuck, man?
I don't know. I thought you were going to start getting into animals. Sorry, you know I can't take animals, all right? I'm trying to make light of it. It makes me sick. It makes me physically ill. Children, too, but animals, like, come on.
Yeah, yeah, dude. No, I get it. But, like, no, it's like, you know, it's as long as, like, you know, you aren't going to go to jail for doing it in person, like, I'm fine with you watching it. Do your thing, man. Let your freak flag fly.
What if I'm really into watching baseball players masturbate in a Walmart parking lot?
I mean,
that's illegal.
Watch famous.
Yo,
that's a weird fetish.
That is a weird fetish. That reminds me of we were going to talk about OnlyFans on the last
episode. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Jonas, OnlyFans is not necessarily a pornography site.
It is not.
It is not. So we.
I mean, it's just that's mainly what it's known for.
So when we get our OnlyFans, maybe we'll have like a couple of pictures with us touching each other's penises.
Nope.
But for the majority,
that's going to be for the subscribers.
Yeah, of our OnlyFans, it ain't cheap now. If I'm going to touch your dick, I'm going to get paid for it. But the majority of it could just be like extra content. We could have like a mini-sode that we put out, or I could like.
People ain't watching this shit for free. Why would they pay?
What are you talking about? Shut up, dude. There's dick stuff, too. There's dick stuff.
What?
There's a little bit of dick stuff, but most of it is just like, you know, extra content that we put
what
out.
What did I see? I saw somewhere there was like some wrestler that used to be in WWE that started an OnlyFans to teach wrestling videos.
Yes.
Like, oh.
There are people on OnlyFans who teach like how to make certain recipes and shit. And Cardi B is recently using it. I don't know how you guys feel about Cardi B, but she's using it now to clap back at the haters who want to talk shit about her. I'm doing like the head nod thing too. But yeah,
she goes there and just speaks the truth.
So instead of clapping back at haters on Twitter, she's going to do it on her OnlyFans. But it's going to stay PG. Well, it's going to stay R-rated because she swears like a fucking sailor, but yeah, that's what she's doing with her.
So she's gonna say like, if you guys want to hear me talk shit,
yeah, come here
and
basically,
pay and let me talk. Can we just get on there and talk shit?
Yes.
So we just like, we'll make a video about why we hate some celebrity and like just talk mad shit about them. Just be like, hear us roast motherfucking celebrities.
Who do you want to do first?
Tom Hanks.
Really? Thank you. It's about time. I'm glad you've jumped off this Tom Hanks
train. I want to do some controversial shit, dude, because then people be like, oh my God, they're going to talk shit about Tom Hanks. Like, nobody fuck likes, yeah, look at his stupid eyes.
I swear to God, Joe, nobody likes Tom Hanks like you like Tom Hanks.
I don't even like him.
You talk the cleanest fucking just like.
Where do you get
Tom Hanks is like your Mr. Rogers.
No, he is not. Why do you think that I like Tom Hanks?
Because you brought up Tom Hanks on like three or four occasions.
About talking about how I like him so much?
I just feel like you hold him in high regard.
No. I would definitely roast Tom Hanks.
All right, fine.
Yeah, dude.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't want it to hurt you.
I don't have any feelings. I'm dead inside. I can't be hurt.
I know he's one of your heroes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Speaking of which.
What?
So sometimes at my work, okay. They like do these like they do these we'll have a meeting and they'll do like a like an icebreaker, and they wanted us to tell everyone who our hero was and talk about it.
Our hero,
yeah, right. And I'm like, neither here nor there. I'm not going to give my opinion about what I think of the activity.
Yeah.
But I was they're like, I need you to send me who your hero is. But and I'm like, I sat there for like 5 minutes and I'm like. Do I have a motherfucking hero? And I was like,
do I have a hero?
And like, I literally had to reach out to my boss and just be like, dude, I can't participate in this because I don't have a hero.
Did other people participate?
It hasn't happened yet. I'm waiting. It's like next week.
Do I really need to know the type of individual that has a hero? Right?
Okay, so am I not weird that I don't have a hero?
Like, I couldn't imagine
like,
having
I, honestly,
a
hero. The only thing I thought of was like, yeah, and I was like, I should say myself because, like, I am the one who motivates and like, drives my own life. And, like, I'm like, but then I look like he's his own hero.
I
the only person I can think of that's my hero is me because I'm the one that drives me to do everything in my life.
That comes across a little fucked up. I'm just going to say the way you said it. comes across a little fucked up. I would say is that I don't require a hero. I would never say that I'm my hero because I am the biggest proponent for my failure just as much as my success.
Well, right.
And so I'm my hero.
I guess I would have to say myself because
it's
not like I'm like, oh, man, look at.
That is such a weird, it's a weird statement.
Yeah, I'm like, right? Oh, look at General Storman Norman. He did all the war stuff, and he's my hero. I'm like, dude, I don't.
But I guess there are people, like, there's people out there that stand really hard for, like, people. Yeah. Like, Taylor Swift has stands. Beyonce has stands.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess it was relevant, too, and it made me think because I had a, there was, I'm in a couple different chats, and there was this guy said something about, like, his dad being his hero. He was in the war. He was a war general. And I'm like, okay, if my dad was like a war hero and had a Purple Heart and all this shit, I could be like, that's my hero because like he did some shit.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna like someone I don't know. I'm not gonna idolize a person I don't know. I don't know who they are as a person.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't even have to say that my dad would have to be a war hero if he was just like a really good dad and he just did a good job at being a father and rearing and teaching and everything. I could see some hero like shit coming in there, you know. But people are valuable, so you know.
Yeah, dude, it's like this is gonna sound so terrible, but I feel like every single person is just set up to let you down.
They are, Jonas.
Anybody be hold in that high regard.
Anybody, Jonas. Welcome to the world. I'm sorry. I'll start preaching.
Anybody but put on a pedestal is going to let you down.
Yeah, man. People are made. We're created to fail, basically.
Right. And that's why, like, if you're in a relationship and you put, like, your boyfriend or girlfriend on a pedestal, like, oh, my God, they're so wonderful, whatever, they're just going to let you down, dude, because the second they don't live up to that hype, you're crushed.
I feel like the key is once you learn to understand is that that is not only a possibility but an inevitability is when you just learn to appreciate people a little bit because that's just what we are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have
I'm going to fail. I'm going to let people down. I'm going to also pull through. You know?
Right. Exactly. I guess the bottom line of all of that is like, how often do you let people down compared to how often you pull through? And what are your intentions?
The distribution of the two.
Right, and what are your intentions? Like, even if you let them down, did you do it willingly and knowingly? Or did you forget? Or did you honestly, like, just not weren't able to live up to an expectation or whatever?
Do you live your life through malicious compliance?
Right. I was like, it really just hit me. And my boss was just like, oh, it's cool, man. You know how to participate. And I was like... Thank you, because I
didn't... Yeah, my hero.
Yeah, dude.
I play Winston, Moira, and Ring Ball.
Those are my heroes. I'm like, Moira is my hero. Right. Like, excuse me? I'm like, she's a great healer.
Yeah. Yo, that's actually what you should do.
She's a very stylized healer because she can also do damage. So if there's an also too many healers, I can run a damage mod on her.
You should definitely do that.
No, I opted out. Yeah. I participate in all the games that we play, even if I am not fond of them, because I don't want to be like the guy who's like a fucking Debbie Downer and like doesn't like participate.
Fair enough. Who's your favorite superhero then? You have a favorite superhero? No. Really?
No. I don't have any sort of idolization of anything.
Really?
Nah, dude, I've been let down too much. I'm jaded.
No, like with comic book superheroes?
Oh, I don't know, dude.
Superman? Batman?
I don't care.
Dude, I fuck with Wolverine.
That's like your
He's
man.
Got a bad attitude, and I like that.
You're like, he's rough a little, around the edges.
Right? He's a little bit of a stalkerish type.
Yeah.
He'll definitely fuck your bitch.
Wow,
he was all after Scott Summers' girl.
Oh, the Gray Street girl,
Jean Grey.
Oh, he was in there. He slid.
He was trying really hard. He almost got the cheeks a couple times. I think he may have.
Where was Summers
getting cucked? That's where he was.
He's like, I can't take my goggles off.
I'm just saying.
He's like, Wolverine hid his goggles when he was sleeping, and he woke up and he couldn't open his eyes, and he's in there cucking his girl while he's...
Superhero version of, where are my glasses?
Right, exactly. And meanwhile, he's slamming his woman in the back room.
Wow. You hid his glasses so you could fuck his girl. Yo, I'm just saying, me and Wolverine, me and Logan got some shit in common. I'm just saying.
His glasses so he can't see you fucking this girl. Jesus Christ.
All right, let's do some real stories here.
All right, so.
Oh my God, the mental images at his
breakup. So, I just see him crawling around on the floor. You know, when he opens his eyes, he's just going to burn through the wall because he has those lasers. Anyways.
Oh my God.
So, back on New Year's Eve this past year, before pandemic, in a prison, they decided it would be a really good idea to let two cartels, all the members that were in there from the cartels, participate in a soccer game. They allowed their friends and family to come and watch.
Yeah.
Because they thought it would do something to boost morale, etc.
A fight.
They were two cartels. They used to be aligned.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were no longer aligned, maybe for like a decade or a decade and a half. So what happened?
Well, Jonas, I had to clear my throat because I'm about to say something insightful. Let's put it like this. All right, so these two cartels go into a soccer match. There's two things that could happen.
They're in prison.
Yes, they're in prison. Mm-hmm. I get it. There's two things that could happen.
Right.
Either A, somebody could get hurt.
Okay.
That's option A, most likely. That's Occam's razor. Option two is you help these two cartels become more friendly. Strengthening the cartels in all of fucking, where was it?
I don't remember. Okay.
You could help strengthen the cartel's grip on the streets, because then again they're like, hey, you know what, you're not so bad, alignment. So both options are bad, but I'm thinking option A, Occam's razor.
Okay,
let's go.
Yeah, 16 people ended up dead.
It's not funny, but what?
16 people ended up dead, 5 injured. There was a dirty tackle. Violence erupted.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, somehow they had guns.
They had
16 guns. People ended up shot dead. This is in prison.
No, this was not an American prison.
No, it wasn't. They had to evacuate all the visitors. This is in front of their family and friends.
Jeez.
20 ambulances were called to the prison. Jeez. It took 2 hours for the guards to regain control of the prison.
Jeez.
I was like, 16 motherfuckers ended up dead?
Jesus, man. That's crazy. Holy shit, man.
So you were right. Yes, there was somebody ended up hurt.
You know, option B would have been like in a movie, that would have been the feel good option.
It's like the Gridiron Gang with the Rock. Like,
like all of a sudden they're like, yeah, you're not so bad. And all the cartel guys are smoking cigars together.
Right. At the end, they're making pasta and serving garlic bread to each other.
And you just see them like robbing banks together or some shit.
They're playing that like, Sweet Caroline.
Bank, bank, bank. As they're shooting the bank tellers.
Yeah.
And it would have been great.
Yeah.
But
each other. So yeah, there was weapons. And how they ended up with guns in prison? I mean,
it was not America.
Probably Bolivia or something.
It was not America.
Guatemala.
It almost sounds like it was planned, to be honest.
Oh.
Sounds a little staged.
Yeah, dude, you know.
It's a little bit like too lackadaisical on the rules.
Yeah, they're all
pretty sure that's against the rules.
Soccer?
I mean, that's like saying in an American prison, that'd be like putting the neo-Nazis against the black gang from the prison.
Like the Crips versus the skinheads.
Just imagine you got fucking like the skinheads versus the Crips and Bloods or some shit. Like, get the fuck out.
Game of basketball.
A friendly game. Well, that'd be basketball, John. No, just kidding. Then a friendly game is fine.
I was like, what else are they going to play in prison? Soccer in America.
Make a valid point. Can't be baseball. Dangerous. Can't be football. You're right. Okay, John, you know what? I take it back. That was not
They're just playing kickball out there.
Kickball? What do you think is going to happen? Rival gangs against each other. The same thing.
Sports are like violence. Like, it is the most super competitive motherfuckers up against each other. That. They want to fight when you lose.
I like that. It is a lot of gang mentality involved.
It is. Yeah, it's like... Yeah, one person, like in baseball, the pitcher hits a player, they charge the goddamn mound, the bench is clear and shit.
That just recently happened.
In baseball? Like, yes. During pandemic?
It was the A's versus Oakland A's versus some. Oh, I just know that Oakland was winning at the time. Guy gets beaned by a pitch. This has happened probably.
Must have been just in the last like week or so, yeah.
Gets beaned by a pitch. He gets a little mad. He rushes the dugout because you can hear everything that's being said.
Oh, because there's no crowd. Oh, so they're making fun of him.
They said something, and he was just like.
Oh, he went to the dugout, not the pitcher.
Yeah, he charged. So both.
He went to the whole team. He's like, I'm going to take all you.
Dude, both dugouts clear out. They're both all the coaches. Everybody piles up. It's like a 30-man pile up.
And there's no crowd.
And there's like, just like. Potential coronavirus just all over the place because they're concerned about that. They're trained that even when they're arguing or fighting, they have to maintain 6 feet of distance. Dude, it's not
there's
happening.
No crowd. There's nothing going on. Dude, these motherfuckers are fighting.
Baseball. Well, that's a gang mentality. Right. Baseball looks terrible. So they have like cardboard.
I saw that, dude. They have cardboard cutouts in the crowd. I watched one baseball game. I came across it on the high def antenna. And the announcers are like, check out what we can do. They have CGI crowd. And they're all, like, standing up like it's, like, Madden 97. They're all just like, so they can put all CGI in the crowd, too.
I heard they were going to do that.
I think the
just green screen.
I do think the cardboard cutouts add a little personality to it.
The cardboard cutouts are ridiculous looking.
How much money they spend on them fucking cutouts?
I have no more than they should have.
And then they had to pay motherfuckers to go out there and put them in like 30,000 seats.
Hey, essential workers.
It rains once, they're all just like, boom.
They close the door. No, I don't know. It does. It looks bad. I don't know. I feel like it's a bad look. But I could see, like, watching
empty,
it in an empty
empties are worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, when wrestling first went and they're doing it live without a crowd, you could totally tell. They had still the same view they used to always have from the side, and it looked awful with Dan.
Yeah.
Then they changed it so the ramp is behind them, so at least there's, like, a ramp behind them. And then they started getting, like, the wrestler extras in the crowd against the rail. So, because that's all you could ever see when you watch wrestling anyways was the first row of fans. Yeah. So it gives the illusion of fans. Of
crowd.
But now they have plexiglass up. So it's like a hockey arena because they can like pound on the glass and shit.
Okay, I'll fuck with that.
Yeah, but it's all the way down the ramp, all the way around the ring. It's really weird. Like, it's strange to see.
Huh.
Yeah, so.
I have to admit is that we are definitely conditioned.
Team is doing bad. Right, exactly,
this is a blowout. I can turn the channel.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's
even
just
in
really,
wrestling.
Really weird. I did. You know what I saw today? I'll touch on before we get done. The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Baseball.
Yeah, baseball. There was a guy. He was a season ticket holder. He put a picture on Reddit today. Somebody on the Pirates hit a home run. Mm-hmm. The ball landed in his seat, and they. He's like, hey, so-and-so from such-and-such newspaper found this ball in your seat. We wish you were here to enjoy it, but since you're not, here's the ball that landed in your seat. We hope look to see you next year in your seats.
Aww.
I was like, oh, look at that. Like, the foul ball or the home run landed in their seat, and so they didn't get to get it home, so they mailed it to their house and, like, that's sent them
awful.
A letter.
That's awful nice.
I know. I was like, if I was a season ticket holder, I'd be like, you know what?
That's cool.
I'm still canceling the fucking ticket. But
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, I can't imagine they do that for every ball, but
no. But that would be
anyone that probably lands in a seat. It was probably in the seat, you know, like how the seats fold up.
Yeah.
It probably landed, so they're like, oh,
yeah,
it bounces out of your seat. How the hell you
might
know?
Might have caused damage to the seat or something, potentially, or something. Yeah, I think that's cool. Honestly, that would be an incentive to maintain your season ticket. If that were the case, because I'm sure people have already purchased season tickets to baseball prior to this happening.
Yeah, there's a guy in one of the chats I'm in. He's a Tampa Bay Buccaneers season ticket holder, and Tom Brady just got signed. He's like, we get Brady and Gronk, and fucking pandemic cancels the goddamn. I can't even go to the fucking game. And like, it's probably Brady's last year anyway. So it's like the 1 year he could have got to see Brady as his hometown quarterback.
You think Brady's only going to do one more year,
dude? Because here's the thing.
I think he'll do at least two.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If he's not playing football for a whole year and he's like 45, he's going to be so out of football. It's like you can keep going as long as you're in the groove. It's like, you know, it's like the 80-year-old dude in the gym. He still goes to the gym because he's been working out for 50 years.
Yeah, but I'll take Brady at 80% still over just about anybody. If I had 80% of Brady in Cleveland, I would, believe me, I'd get off the Brady hate train. But I'm still like,
you know what? That guy, he's not too bad.
Yeah, exactly, but still fuck Brady.
Yeah, right.
If he goes to Cleveland, then we'll talk.
Yeah, he won't. No one will. Oh, shit. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure.
Wait, no, really?
That's it. Then we're done.
Dude,
they quick.
I was ready.
They quick.
You were quick, dude.
Yeah.
Stop me, premature pod me.
That is all the time we have for today's episode.
All over my chest.
Yeah, dude. All over his chest. Please make sure to like and subscribe. He's on Twitch. He's famous.
TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock a.m. Central. That's TNTDINOMIGHT underscore crazy team.
All right. For Jonas,
TNT.
We'll catch you on the next one. We are
out. Yep.